Welcome, 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 welcome. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope that you are well and that life is treating you really, really well this morning. This is your girl, Yvonne Michelle. Gosh, this is inspirational morning. This week is my birthday week. Hey guys, it's my birthday week. Guys, if you're interested in coming and sharing my birthday with me live, then let me know, put it in a thread. Anyway, so this is morning inspiration. This is your girl, Yvonne Michelle. And listen, do you know what? When you actually realize, recognize who you are, some things start to happen. When you start to just get out there, when you take that leap of faith, that leap into whoever that you are predestined to be, who whatever your purpose is, there are going to be people that surround you. I was watching a film. I just want to show you, just quick. I was watching The Lion King, right? And The Lion King is a powerful, powerful story. It's almost like a jealousy thing. You got two brothers who, one is the king, one is not. The younger brother is not, and he thinks that he should be. And sometimes in your power, when you're in your power, there are people that come, or there are people that bring certain situations to you. And you have to learn to discern. Right? Remember from yesterday what I said, the mantra that we're going for this week is all things work together for my good, right? All things are working together for my good. So this story of the Lion King, and the lion, he has a son, Mufasa has a son, which then Scar is like, I want to kill the son because the son is taking what I want and blah, 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 you know? Guys, the truth of the matter is you are so special. You are so significant. What you have in you is gold, that there are going to be people around you that are there to suck the living daylights out of you. And you have to discern what's right. You have to discern what's wrong for you. So there was a situation, you guys know, and I've, you know, been through a situation. I was like, yes, I'm going to do this thing. And in the midst of it, when it looks like, yeah, or it's all tainted with gold and it, yeah, I can take, move the person forward. Then you discern that actually what this is not of benefit to you. I want you to know that today, this week, you are required to be bold in who you are. You are required to be fearless in who you are. And you are also required to be authentic in who you are. And don't be afraid. If you see an opportunity and you think it's paved with gold, don't be afraid. If there's something inside of you telling you not to do it, follow your mind. Follow your discernment. Follow your power, because that is yours. What we have inside of us tells us, guides us. It's like a navigation system, like a sat nav. There is something inside of you that's guiding you through. And some people say God, some people call it higher source, some call it whatever they want to call it. But when you connect with that thing, as did, remember in the story, Mufasa told Simba that the gods were looking down and they would guide him and he must remember who he is. The truth today is that all things are working for your good, but you need to remember who you are and trust the discernment inside of you. I don't know who this is for today, but I just thought that, you know what, we need a truth thing. I can talk about business, I can talk about life, I can talk about laughter, I can talk about so many different things. But today it's about your discernment. It's about trusting yourself with the knowledge that you have inside of you, that you are doing the right thing for yourself. That's what today's about. That's what the truth is. The truth is that everything that's going on is working its way out. It will work out for your good. Regardless, you will either win-win or you will win-learn. That's all you have. But I'm telling you today, this morning, go through your day and build your discernment. Build yourself up. Listen, trust yourself, your own spirit, to lead you, guide you to where you need to go. So, as I said, this is my birthday week, and there is a treat. Oh, yes, there is. Right, so this week I am actually launching something. I do like to launch something on my birthday. I was looking through some memories. And so I am launching, and those of you, some of you already know about this. I've been working on this project for some time in the background, haven't really spoken about it. So this week from today, I am launching my newest membership, and it's a membership for ladies. It's called GEM for Women. It's a global empowerment movement. So this is about moving you, getting you moving into your power. That's what the group's about. And so I have set this membership up, and I am looking for the founder members so that you, whoever you are, you can build yourself up, one, and two, create the life that you want. Oh, yes. And this is what it is. This is about a lifestyle change. This is about money. This is about lifestyle. This is about love. This is about connection. This is about lots and lots of different things which you're going to be offered in this membership group. So, starting today, I'm going to drop the link here today. And yeah, let's go for it. Join the group. And let's start working together. Let's start building. Let's start, getting you where you want to get to. So discern whether this is for you. There's a voice that's saying you need this. Go for it. Yeah. If the voice is saying get involved with a group of like-minded women moving one purpose, one destination. We're all going in the same movement, and we're all building each other. So for my birthday week, for my birthday, this is how I'm celebrating. I'm celebrating, and yes, I'm just looking at the Facebook feed. There's everybody here. And Barbara Karaman is saying, so too, all things are truly working together for her good. Absolutely. Pow! That's what I'm talking about. Death and life is in the power of the tongue, and what we confess is what comes to us. Yeah, so we have to learn a whole new language. And when you start confessing all things, everything around me is working for my good, watch and see what happens. The power is here. The power is here and here. And if we just engage the two, we can. There's nothing that's impossible for us. Nothing. So I want to just say. Okay, also, we're launching this thing. So I'm going to put the link on. Those of you who want to join, join. Those of you who want to move with me and create this movement of power, full women. So if you want to join the group and you want to be a part of this movement, you want to be like a diamond woman, because the acronym from it is GEM, GEM. Global Empowerment Movement, and it is for women, and we are taking the world by force. Yeah, we're going to create incomes, we're going to build relationships, we're going to help have each other's back. This is what it's about. We're not having no bitchiness, no jealousy, none of that. Them thing off a bonware, we're not having none of it. But we are here to empower each other and build each other and move forward in love, because love is the highest vibration, and that's the vibration that we want to be vibrating. So again, guys, your discernment, allow your discernment to come through. Listen to yourself, trust yourself. And sometimes it might feel like your back's against the wall and you're thinking, have I made the right decision? Know that any decision that you've made will work out for your good. It will work. Rest assured, all things are working for your good today, yesterday, tomorrow, and forevermore. It's working for your good. Own it, confess it, believe it, walk in it. That's all you have to do. All things are working together for your good, as we started yesterday. And two, trust your discernment. Don't beat yourself up. Don't worry. If something doesn't feel right, it's because it isn't right. All right. So anyway, it's your girly Bob Michelle. I'm out for now. Ciao. Have an amazing day and stay safe. Ciao.